Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. That tune was kind of hard to understand unless you know the situation around that tune. The name of that tune is called The Lonely Bannerstrand. It's an Irish tune. It's about smuggling German rifles to fight the British in the Irish uprising. And the fellow who brought 20,000 rifles, his name was Sir Roger Casement. And he was captured. The plot was exposed. He was betrayed and captured. And he was sent to England, and where they hanged him. And years later, they buried him in a prison yard. And years later, the Irish people got his body back. And then they buried him with honors. And 20,000 rifles was what he was bringing to a land that was denied the right to bear arms. And that's about to happen to us. There's a UN vote coming up, and we're about to be ruled by the UN. And Hillary Clinton is the one who is going to sign the death warrants of a lot of Americans, because Americans won't stand to have their rifles taken away. So... And you know Obama is going to enforce it. So pray to God that we don't have this problem, and that the Senate, in its wisdom, sees that there will be bloodshed if they approve this UN treaty. We should get out of the UN as quickly as possible. We should have nothing to do with them. Maybe send a comedian to tell jokes at every other meeting. Joe Pesci should be our ambassador to the UN. Are you talking to me? Do I amuse you? Yeah, that's what we need at the UN. So, having said that, the Tea Party is starting to percolate over this UN situation. Let me see if I can read you some blogs. Oh, they're also percolating over there's a rumor that Romney is going to pick Condoleezza Rice as his vice president. Personally, I think that's a disaster. It's an obvious disaster because it's being done to placate of black voters who won't vote for Condoleezza Rice. And they will laugh at Romney for being a fool. And I would, too, if I was black. Let's face it, the 97% of the black vote is going to Obama. Sadly, they don't realize where Obama is taking them. Taking them down a road of no return. But I'm not getting into that. Not right now. But let me read you some blogs about what they're saying about Condoleezza Rice. On the other end, where they're talking about gun control, guys are talking about where they're going to be when the communication lines get cut. They're starting to prearrange rendezvous. Yeah, the chatter is up. God help us, man. God help us. God help us. You ain't going to have to worry about not having a job. You're not going to have a country. Okay, so let me give you this Condoleezza Rice talk. Romney narrows VP choices and Condi emerges as frontrunner. People are talking about if that happens, there may be a brouhaha at the Republican convention, and don't count anything out. What Matt just listed aren't liberal talking points. If you've ever looked into Toffler's The Third Wave, it is something a progressive communist would be opposed to. Okay, 1994, Gingrich described himself as a conservative futurist. He said that those who were trying to define him should look no further than The Third Wave, a 1980 book written by Alvin Toffler. The book describes our society as entering a post-industrial phase in which abortion, homosexuality, promiscuity, and divorce are perfectly normal, even virtuous. Toffler penned a letter to America's founding parents in which he said, "The system of government you fashioned, including the principles on which you based it, is increasingly obsolete and hence increasingly, if inadvertently, oppressive and dangerous to our welfare. It must be radically changed and a new system of government invented, a democracy for the 21st century." He went on to describe our constitutional system as one that served us so well for so long and that now must in its turn die and be replaced. Well, if you're a Bible thumper, you're not buying that. I'm not buying that. Nope. I got to tell you my cardinal rule. Yeah. Handed down to me by the Pope. And that's there are no amendments to the Ten Commandments. This is not the Democrat Party. George Soros just funded a $5 million super PAC for the specific purpose of digging up dirt on Alan West. Alan West, I don't know if you know his background or his story, but they tried to get him, the Grey Poupon communists that are running the Pentagon. Oh, man, are we in trouble? You have no idea how much trouble we're in. You're just watching, you know, there's like little fires that are breaking out here and there. Like in California, a couple of towns have filed bankruptcy. These are little fires. They're breaking out here and there, economic fires. Yeah, and you know, there's a lot of smoke from those economic fires. Industrial smoke. It's all coming from China. So George Soros just funded $5 million to take Alan West down. The story of Alan West is he was in Iraq and his boys had been taking some casualties with IEDs and they caught a guy with an IED. I believe that was the story. And Alan West wanted to know where it was so his men wouldn't and have to encounter it the hard way. And the guy refused to tell him. So Alan West put a pistol next to his head and pulled the trigger. And then he took the gun and he stuck it in his groin and he says, "Are you going to tell me?" And the communists in the Pentagon wanted to try Alan West. And by the way, we've got guys rotting in jail who served this country, who took the oath to defend the Constitution, and you know what they're being charged with? They were sent to the battlefield to engage the enemy, and they were convicted of premeditated murder. Look it up, check them out, see what they're rotting in Fort Leavenworth prison, and nobody cares about them. George Bush didn't care about them, and definitely Osama bin Laden doesn't care about them. So this very fact proves that they know he is a serious threat to Obama. Obama could lose his ace in the whole race. Yeah, Alan West would draw black votes, definitely black military votes. Let's see what this one says. Man, you're a man of few words. These people debate each other instead of making a statement. Matt, this is 2012, not the middle 80s. I have watched many of politicians over many decades. Some of them do grow up, change their position, and prove it in their later years. Newt is one of those people. So you see, there's already talk about letting Newt become a contender if it looks like Romney is blowing, taking a dive. People are starting to say that he is going to duplicate McCain's loss, and we don't want that. We can't afford that. This country will not be here in 4 years. You can take apart the early history of each and every one of the candidates' earlier history in the political arena. Ron Paul, for instance. But I don't waste my time on what those people seem to think when they were young. What does help me make my choice is what they have done during the most recent decade or two. So I evaluate the candidates in a few different ways. Let's see what the next guy says. Guy's name, it could be a girl, I don't know, Laurel. If you want Alan West, then go to Romney's page and post a request any place you can find. Or just hit the message button and tell him what you want. I did, but a bunch more might get his attention. Very good. I went to Romney's page, and you know what I told him? I told him, people are saying that you have a losing advisory team. Keep them and get another advisory team and let them compete against each other. What could it cost you? An election? Hang in there. I'll give you a tune, and we'll come back and read some more love letters here. You want to go Christian? Well, it's a long tune. But we'll cut it short. This is a battlefield. Thank you. Talking about somebody he loves, or is he talking about his God? Oh, could be one and the same, huh? Okay, we'll go back and read a few more Condoleezza Rice suggestions. From what I've read so far, a lot of people like the idea, not a majority. The biggest complaint is that she's pro-choice. So let's take a look and see what we got here. Let's see what other people have to say. We got her already. Let's go this one. Oh, attacking a guy for his Christianity. I'm not reading that one. Not to mention they're as crooked as a dog's hind leg. I don't know who they're talking about. But the blogger's name is Bulldog4. My first choice is Alan West, and my second choice is Condi Rice. Condi Rice is a great lady, but let me tell you something. That right now, we need a Viking with an axe to grind. Let's see what this guy's name is, Billy. Well, as Sanford used to say, Elizabeth, honey, this is the big one. It is the big one. That's for sure. We will not be a country in 4 years if Obama gets reelected. We will not. And you know what? He'll bring all the troops home to arrest me and you. Condi worked for Bush. 9/11 happened. They erased the Fourth Amendment with the Patriot Act. That's a communist talking. Yeah, 9/11 happened. That was the Clinton Towers coming down with 8 years of preparation. Preparation H. And the Patriot Act was... Waterboarding is great. I think, as a matter of fact, that I think the Beach Boys should have been there playing when they were waterboarding Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. Best thing we ever did was waterboard that fat pig. And I heard Savage tonight. He called Gitmo a daycare center. He's a little crazy, but man, when he hits the nail on the head, it goes into the wood. It goes all the way into the wood. Let's see what this one says. Your short list of odds and ends have nothing to do with his performance after being elected to Congress for the first time and going forward until he was Speaker of the House. That's why I won't take the time to discuss the small stuff. His record in Congress proved who he was as a representative of his conservative base. I guess they're talking about Gingrich, huh? Yeah. he made a contract with America. People liked it. Obama's got a contract on America. Let's see here. That's great. Welfare and the deficit are both at an all-time high. It is true, if he truly did his job back in the 80s, neither would exist today. Yeah, and on Wednesday, we're all going to have chocolate pudding. Yeah. There's nobody here knows how to cut costs. Nobody. Neither party can cut costs. They have no idea. Cut costs? You mean they're going to do away with the Grey Poupon mustard? Okay, Gingrich had enemies in Congress, but those enemies are those that had no use for the many things he did that they just didn't like. He also had many allies. Former Representative Christopher H. Shays of Connecticut told the Washington Times that some of the criticism leveled at Mr. Gingrich was over the edge. The only thing I know about Christopher Shays is he voted to burn the flag 55 days before 9/11. I'm pretty sure it's in my book, Flag Burners of Record, Spirit of America Party book. And if you don't want to buy the book, you're too cheap, all you got to do is go to YouTube, Flag Burners of Record, and they're all there, a picture for every name. The synchronization isn't that great, but they're all there, and there's a picture for every name. Without Mr. Gingrich, he said, Congress would have passed welfare reform, wouldn't have passed welfare reform or balanced the federal budget. The only two people I know who had significant impact on Washington in the sense of changing it are Ronald Reagan and Newt Gingrich. He got a plane that hadn't flown in 40 years to fly, and nobody thought it could. Okay, so that's what Christopher Shea says about Newt Gingrich. So all of a sudden, Newt Gingrich is being talked about. And when I heard the news, I immediately blogged, if it looks like Romney's throwing this race, there's going to be a showdown at the convention, and I'm looking at a Gingrich, a Kane, a ticket, a Gingrich, a Santorum, a Kane, a ticket. And then you can throw in West, too. So Romney, based on his performance at the NAACP, which was good, but the media didn't show you. They only showed him getting booed. But they didn't show you when he didn't bat an eye. When they were booing him, he continued on with his presentation, and halfway through his presentation, he mentioned charter schools, and they loved it, and he mentioned he got spiritual, and they loved it, and if you get the entire address of the NAACP convention by Mitt Romney, count the number of times the organist played a little favorite, a few favorite notes. When the organist liked what Romney was saying. I think he played it about between 3 and 5 times. So, and half the audience stood up when he was finished. So not everybody is in the bag. You know, there are people that still have minds of their own. So let's see what Independent 1000 says here. The saddling of Newt as ascribing to the writings in the Toffler book is beyond a stretch. I have more information on that entire attempt to just do that. We'll have to search for it. Matt took me off into the same primary attacks that were made on him that I researched after the first of the year. So these are people that do their homework, you know. They just don't shoot something off like spaghetti hair. What's her name? The woman that has two last... Never trust a woman with two last names. Never trust a woman with two last names. Especially if one of those names is a test for venereal disease. And I understand that no New York beauty parlor will let her in the door. This is terrible to say things like that. She has to go to a pizzeria to get her hair done. You know, that spaghetti hair, she's got that spaghetti look. And when Tony finishes quaffing her, he looks in the mirror and he says, "What would you like on top?" mushrooms or anchovies. We'll post them here when I have time. Everyone is a spin doctor these days, using bits and bits of information. It's easy to do. It's easy to piece. Like, they can take Romney's speech and they can make it look like he got laughed out of town. And he didn't. He was treated with semi-respect. Let's see. This is a girl named Eileen. Let's see what she has to say. Hey, Independent, hello. There is something to be said about the small stuff. I was willing to listen to some of what you had to say, but you sound like a condescending bore right now. I'm with Matt on this one. So what if Newt got some things done? He also gave the farm away, and that, my dear, is what everyone remembered. That is why he was running on fumes the whole time he was running for office this time. Yes, I can see the blog after he gets a Newt, upsets the convention, and gets elected. I was always for Newt. He was a wonderful man. Let me tell you, she's saying, she's talking, and I'm from the great state of New Hampshire, and I watched all the factory jobs move to Korea and China. I worked there in the upper 70s to put myself through school, and that is what we had. Honey, I'm 100% in agreement that too much went to China. Here's the big mistake we made. I want to tell you what the Democrats told me back then. They said American manufacturing is finished. They told me this 20 years ago, 25 years ago. They said, we're going to be a service industry. That's what we're going to be. American industry is finished. They wrote it off. So instead of doing the right thing would have been to do, would have been to send the hose clamp a factory to China and build a new hose clamp factory the next day. Send the hammer and nail factory to China and build a new hammer and nail factory the next day. We screwed up big time. And you want to know what happened with all of these service industry jobs? All the billing is now done in India and China. Pretty soon you're going to get a Chinese guy telling you how much your credit balance is because you owe him. How are you? What, you got MasterCard? Okay. You owe me $5 million. Yeah. And wait till they come and take your house away. You could stay in basement. You could stay in basement. Oh, man, are we in trouble? We're in trouble. We gave it all away. Our kids are going to come and spit on our graves. They're going to have excursions by the busload to come to the cemetery. Come on and spit on Grandpa. But they'll never spit on the greatest generation because the greatest generation gave them everything. You can never spit on the greatest generation. They took little and gave everything. They took a little and gave a lot. I can remember them saying, what do I want a credit card for? If I can't afford it, why would I charge it? You think about that. I think you're right. West is too conservative for moderate Mitt. Well, moderate Mitt is going to have to learn how to blend. He's going to have to get himself a blender. Let's see what else we got here. Sandra Flute. Oh, this is... What a surprise. A bushy father must be pulling the strings again. Heck, maybe even His Eminence Cheney Dick. West is clearly too patriotic. West is very patriotic. Now, you know who broke my heart? Colin Powell. You don't stick a knife in somebody that helped you along. You don't do it. You don't do it, man. The word for today is conscience. He sold out. Colin Powell sold out. But I never thought he was the hero of the Gulf War. I always thought it was Storm and Norman. And when Storm and Norman's presence was around... You ever see the look on the sortie generals' faces when Storm and Norman came to town? They didn't have that same look when they seen politically correct Colin Powell. No. You got to check some of the old videos. Yeah, old man Bush may be pulling the strings. I thought when we ran this... this race, and you know, all of the Pawlenty and Michelle Bachmann, I thought that the big party boys, the royal republics, were just waiting at the end. They knew who was going to be at the finish line. They were down at the finish line. I don't trust Royal Reed puppies. Nope. When I seen George Bush Jr. hugging, and the old man too, hugging Bill Clinton, and they were comparing library notes, I got sick. But what really made me sick was when two Latino border guards put their lives on the line and took an oath to defend this country, and they shot a drug dealer in the ass, and they went to prison, and their wives had to sell their houses to raise legal fee money. That's when I knew that the Bushes had no heart. Del Campion and Ramos should have been pardoned 2 seconds after. And I hope whoever gets elected president goes back and pardons Colonel Chisani, apologizes to Ilario Pantano, frees a black guy that's got life in prison, and I can't remember his name. It might be Davidson. His wife's name is Kathleen. And he got life in prison for premeditated murder on the battlefield. And there's a Sergeant Vela who's rotting in jail. He got 15 years. And he was a sniper in a concealed position with another enlisted man and an officer, and the officer jumped a guy that was coming close to their concealed position, held the guy down, and ordered Vela to shoot him. And Vela shot him. All three were brought up on charges of premeditated murder. Commanding officer and the other enlisted man were tried in the United States and acquitted. And Vela was convicted in an Iraqi court. He was tried by the Iraqis and was given 10 years in Leavenworth. Well, I think it was 10. He might have been given 15. There's another guy doing 15 who was convicted by 7 officers, none of whom had combat experience. And all of these guys, all they did was to shoot in defense of their lives. And they got sold down the river by the PC JGs that are now running the Pentagon. If George Patton was alive today, it would take him about 4 hours to clean out that Pentagon, and you'd see people flying out of windows, and all the rest would be on the front line tomorrow without their secretaries. Yeah. And you know what Patton said? No good battle decision was ever made in a swivel chair. And that's all we got right now, is swivel chair boys. What are we going to do? If the left sees Alan West as such a threat, and they put out $5 million to go after him, we know we have a winner. He's on his own. He's really on his own. He's getting, he's getting condolences. He's really not getting any real shots or support. He's really on his own. And you're going to lose your country if you keep Obama for 4 more years. The man has no respect for the Constitution. He's a dictator. When he got the hug from Hugo Chavez, Hugo Chavez knew why he was hugging him. He knew. This is my man. So, let's see. A quote from The Blaze: further casting doubt on the report is a previous interview in which Rice said she would definitely not be Romney's running mate, The Hill reports. Greta asked her, I think, and she said, no way is she running. It's not going to happen. And no, she told CBS this morning. Oh, Charlie Rose, she told on Tuesday. Charlie's not so rosy. I don't like Charlie. He's one of those slick backstabbers. He's very proper when he sticks the knife in your neck. He does it very delicately. She said Romney had a deep bench of candidates and who would be happy to be his VP, but added, it's really not me. No, it would be a mistake for Condoleezza Rice. But I'll tell you one thing Condoleezza Rice did. She didn't sign no UN gun confiscation agreement for the United States like Chubby Checker is. You see how wide that woman is getting? She's starting to look like Bella Abzug. Yeah, oh, I'm cruel when it comes to women. I got a song I'm going to play for you. Let me see if I can find it. Hang in there. But I do love women. I'm a slave to women. I'm a love slave. They wrap me around their finger. I'm like putty in their hands. Silly putty. Let me see if I can find it. I got one that I was told I had to remove. It was called Little Egypt by the Coasters. You ever hear it? I'm going to dig it up. I'm going to put it up on my site. It's a real good song. It's really a male chauvinist pig song. But before you call me a male chauvinist pig, I just want you to know that I'm a card-carrying member of Concerned Women for America. I tested that. I pushed that envelope. Well, let's see what we got here. I'm going to have to give you a... give you a wolf howl while I look. Guy is crazy. I'm telling you, this guy is crazy. Oh, here's a nice tune. Oh, I thought I had one for you. I thought I had it. Here's a romantic tune.
Let them begin. wanted to know, and we saw that they know what heaven we're in, what a heaven we're in. When they begin, the begin.
So, I did a little blog today, and I said four tools we need to take our country back. I do blogs with pictures. Let me see if I can tell you what they were. Well, the first one is, number one, a drill for our oil. And it's a picture of a drill. And the second one is a shredder for communist / UN treaties and communist healthcare plans. And the third one is a broom with a Don't Tread on Me flag on the handle end. And it says a broom flag to start your new job. I wouldn't have, there would be no such thing as welfare unemployment. Under me, everybody would have a job. And $7.95 would be good. A good start. And the fourth one is three nuns with the rifles. And it says, as many guns as you need to protect your country. Patriotism, spirituality, and morality. And that's the truth. So help me God. So having said that, let's see what else we got. Nuns with guns. Can you believe that? I found that on the internet. Obama's stimulus funds jobs overseas. Obama spending $30 million on struggling Arab Kingdom schools. Whatever happened to charity begins at home? Some California cities may cease to exist. They're starting to file bankruptcy. San Bernardino. And wait till they find out. Wait till they find out that San Francisco has no money. The wailing and the gnashing of teeth. Obama sinks to historic lows among working class white men. He divided the races. He's going to pay the consequences. Yep, he brought so many decks of race cards to the White House. They had to carry them in a shoe. You know the shoe that they have when you go play blackjack. You know it holds like four decks. House issues a subpoena in leak probe. Oh, they're going to probe the leak? How about that guy that sent out 80,000 emails because he was gay and he felt the gays weren't getting a shake? So he broadcast 80,000 secret emails. That'll punish the government. Yeah, new terrorist watchers. Did you hear about this one? Your garbage men. They're going to get the garbage men to keep an eye on you now. I used to know a UPS driver that had a T-shirt that said, "You burn my flag, I'll burn your face." Yeah, I'm a little worried about him. Yeah, he was a little too zealous. But when he delivered his parcels to Middle Eastern houses, he used to check real close and get a look at everybody, and he was always wondering what was in the parcel, you know, like a lot of cell phones. So he was out there looking out for us, whatever happened to him. But the garbage men are now watching you. And as a matter of fact, I went out to bring in my garbage can, and there was a garbage man inside. I said, "What are you doing?" He says, "I'm working undercover." I flipped my lid. BHO's got to go. I already did that one. I call it ABO, anybody but Obama. Oh, and you know what? You know what cracks me up? Did you ever see the documentary about the Chinese girls working in the dungaree slave shops in China? Did you ever see the pile of work to the ceiling that they had to do? And did you ever see them with the clothespins holding their eyes open? Did you ever see where they lived? Did you know that the president of the company was a colonel in the Chinese military? He was wearing a suit that day. Didn't have his whip with him. And so here's what they're saying. Obama stimulus funds jobs. As Democrats continue to bash Mitt Romney for his purported record on outsourcing jobs, the Republican Party has launched a counteroffensive exposing President Obama's 2009 economic stimulus law for doling out millions of dollars to foreign companies. And I was going to tell you about the iPod people, Steve Jobs, what a hero, what a businessman. What a businessman. Fantastic. 80,000 Chinese workers. 80,000 Chinese workers to make those iPods. What do they cost, a dollar? How much did you pay for your iPod? And where did the profits go? Oh, he's got more money. Went to Steve Jobs. Yeah, you think maybe he could hire a few Americans and pay them a little more than he's paying the slaves? Oh, no, he's a businessman. Yeah, I'm a businessman. Pharaoh was a businessman. Yeah, give me a break. So anyway, so they're saying that the jobs went overseas. Yeah, a lot of jobs went overseas, like I told you. I remember I was in the automotive industry, and I remember when all the brake drums and rotors were all made here in the United States. And then some communist bastard who worked for the EPA said, "We're getting a lot of smoke here, and we're shutting you down." So the guy said, "No, don't shut me down. Let me move. I'll move to China. As a matter of fact, I won't even go. I'll just sell this whole kit and caboodle to China. And these 2,000 employees here, you can pay them out of your tax money that you rip off from everybody. You can give them the welfare and the unemployment. I'm out of here. I'm going to Switzerland." Yeah, unbelievable. And now all those smokestack industries are pumping smoke out, and I'm sure that the trade winds are bringing it our way. Nothing has changed except we're the broker. We're the broker. Yeah, we don't need manufacturing. We're all going to be in a service industry. Yeah, and check please, waiter. Yeah, we're going to be in a service industry. I'm talking to a guy. I'm trying to get my bank balance. What's the matter? I said, "What's the matter? I just want my bank balance." "There's a tiger in the village." Yeah, we're screwed, man. We screwed ourselves. We're running faster than the thing can catch up to us. Now we're slowing down. Face down, pants down. Unbelievable. Let's see if anybody else has got something to say about this guy's doing a lot of blogging. "Hey, people, believe what they want. I'm no Democrat. I'm a patriot who wants our country returned to its former glory. Former glory, has-been country. Newt's past does not conform with doing that, and you didn't respond to any of the items I mentioned." Okay, I'll take Newt Gingrich over Obama. And if Romney wants to lose, he should tell us now. I intend to lose for the good of the party. Yeah, which party is that? I got a feeling Romney's going to surprise us, but you know what? He needs a few pushes, and he needs a few elbows. Let's see what Sadie says. Sadie's complaining here. "Oh, please no." A lot of the women went for Condi. This woman is not buying it. Yeah. Yeah, Savage makes fun of her. He says she walks around in her mother's shoes. He's nasty, man. He is really nasty. If he don't like you, man. He calls O'Reilly the leprechaun. He calls Hannity the wall banger. But he did a good one tonight when he called Gitmo the Gitmo Daycare Center. Oh, that's how true that is, too. They wanted to build $1 million soccer stadium for these guys. Can you believe that crap? You got farmers that have got corn that they can't sell. Their corn is dyed. They've been waiting for it to come to reap the harvest, and the harvest sucks. And now all the prices of corn products are going to go up. Yeah, you know what you got to do? You got to take all of these politicians to the supermarket with my wife. and she'll teach him how to pick out a cantaloupe and a watermelon. Yeah, and then she'll take them to the checkout counter and beat them to death. Eileen, nowhere in my responses to Matt did I attack him personally. I resent the remark about being condescending. See, you can't get into that. You can't get into that infighting. You gotta say what's in your mind and on your heart and let it go. That's why I take no phone calls. Yeah. I take no phone calls. I don't want somebody getting my Irish up. I don't come down that easy. I skip three planets before I land. No, I can't do that. I can't take that verbal harassment. I get nasty. It's not good. It's not good for my libido. Yeah. Let's see. There's a girl named Barb. Let's see what she says. Thank you for the indo on Condi, Charles. Greta just did an interview on her. She has been under the radar for a long time and then suddenly resurfaces. I think she is smart, and I have learned a lot about her from this discussion. I am not just sure the country will vote in a woman. Look what they did to Sarah Palin. You know what they'll do to Condi Rice? It won't matter. Because she was up there already, so they already hit her. And they'll just get a little nastier. But then what are you going to do with that's why they call themselves Democrats. You know how you can tell a Democrat? They all ride the same succubus. There are many good candidates out there. You know the difference between a Democrat who steals and I call them Democamos now. A Democamo who steals and a Repuppy or a Repuppet. The Repuppy will say, I didn't do it. And the Democrat will say, you can't prove it. And you look at John Corzine, he's still singing Waltz of Matilda. Look at Charlie Rangel. They caught Charlie Rangel doing everything but sodomy. And he's now an advisor. Yeah, he got censured. Yeah, naughty Charlie. Yeah, he didn't even get a pants down spanking. Unbelievable. You like Imus in the morning? I call him Anus in the morning. He reminds me of Howard Stern in a cowboy hat. Yeah, sometimes he's all right, but Bernie McGurk, sometimes he's all right, but then he supports his master. He's like the dog on the Victrola. His master's voice. Anus is just way out there. He's John Kerry in a cowboy hat. Well, let me give you a tune because I know I'm boring you here with small talk. I've got to go reach into the archives and find a good tune for you right now. Blog Talk Radio, that's us. And bringing you nothing but the best in music and the worst in politics. Here we go. I was married to a girl and I missed her 16th birthday, so I couldn't play 16 candles. But when she turned 32, I played it twice. So I'm going to play it for Girls Down Memory Lane.
Oh, not as bright.
I could play that four times. Yep. But I don't want to get beat up. You know, you go back. Don't you wish you were 16 again? Huh? Would you like to go back to 16 and see all your friends? Huh? See what you see, your first love? What do you think? It would be nice. We were talking about heaven the other day, and I said, yeah, well, you know, when you go to heaven, you're going to be with all of the people that you love. And if you're going to hell, you're going to be with all the people that used to break your chops. Imagine going to hell and everybody you hate is there. Yeah. So you got to be good. You got to be good. You got to treat your lady like you love her from the first day you met her. Do the best, and it's harder to do it when you're older, you know. But you know, you got to do it. You got to do it. You got to be Casanova. You got to be as sparky as you were at the day you tried to impress her. And she's got to giggle and smile the same way. Okay. Well, having said that, we've got about 5 minutes left, and we were talking about this UN gun control thing, and please God that it doesn't happen. I'm just thinking about who's going to come to the door to arrest you and me. Now, are they going to use the U.S. military to take our guns away? Are they going to use the local law enforcement to take our guns away? Are there people who are going to, are your neighbors going to accuse you of having guns? Are they going to be informers? Are they going to be traitors? Are they going to be rats? Are they going to be kangaroo courts? Are they going to be liberal judges who will make sure that once he sizes you up and you look like you can fight, he's going to make sure that you could be incarcerated quickly and forever? Are people going to have to head for the hills? Are people going to have to go underground? Are there going to be assassination teams on both sides? Is there going to be a split? Will the U.S. people in the U.S. military, including generals, say they're not going to go against the Second Amendment of the Constitution and they're not arresting anybody? Or are they going to say we have to make a move on the White House? This is one scenario you don't want to run through your mind. You want to look like Syria? You don't think that can't happen? Never can happen. Happens all the time. You better guard your freedoms, and you better love the guys who are protecting you and pray that the government doesn't order them to take you out. FEMA camps? Concentration camps? Jimmy from Brooklyn thinks that we will have concentration camps here. Jimmy from Brooklyn thinks we're just following the old Soviet pattern. Yep. Be on guard. On guard. When you let your guard down, that's when you get clobbered. And, like George Washington said, in times of peace, prepare for war. Right now, you got 11 Russian ships that are going to do a little parade in the Persian Gulf to show off to the Middle East that America is not that big. And the Chinese fleet, we don't know how many they're sending. They're going to be there. They're supposed to be there in the middle of the month, so they're almost there now. And the Iranian fleet's going to come out to play. And you remember that airplane that we shot down by accident, the USS Vincennes? Because it was over restricted airspace when we were protecting our aircraft carriers. Do you think that maybe that would have been the first 911 plane? Now that you use the propaganda machine to hurt the U.S. Navy? What do you think? You think we're all going down to Dixieland?
I'm a fighting man, and I come from town. name and swell of a working man. Brother come from the farms and the city streets, 100 foreign lands, and we spilled our blood in the battle's heat. Now we're all Americans. I'm Ryan Carine of the 20th Maine. Did I tell you, friend, I'm a fighting man? I'll not be back this way again, cause we're all going down to Dixieland.
That's our show for tonight. Hum the Star Spangled Banner. I got to get the second verse. Nobody knows the second verse. One guy sang it on YouTube. It was very good. Have a nice night. God keep you safe. Take care.